Have you ever suspect that guys are maybe a little too competitive in that, you know, they want to make do more than what they're supposed to do, and maybe that's what's leading to some of these issues?
Yeah, most definitely. You see it a lot when you watch the film. You know, somebody who doesn't know exactly what's going on to see it as a bad angle, and it may be that way, but it may be a guy just, you know, trying to do more than he should be doing. And, you know, you have that at times in the game. We just got to limit them. You know, I stress a lot in the game trying to make plays and end up not with the result that we need, but we just got to trust that each other's doing what we're supposed to be doing.
How do you kind of rebuild that trust if it's been, you know, broken?
It hasn't been broken. We just have to do it. We just have to do it. You know, we've had some mistakes, and, you know, when you have that, you have guys that kind of lose trust in the other guy to do his job, but we just have to get back to believing he'll be where he said he's going to be.
Snacks, Hunt has broken onto the scene as a rookie. Third-round pick, ran 4.6 at the combine, and he's exploded. Mm-hmm. Who does he remind you of and why as a running back?
Well, it's easy to say Jamaal Charles because he's, you know, he has the same body type, the similar build as him. But like you said, he's explosive. I don't think his 40 time does it any justice. If he gets to the second and third level, I mean, the guy can move. Explosive off the first cut. I mean, he can get to the sideline in a hurry, so we just got to do a good job of limiting.
I think I read that their offensive linemen were basketball players, most of them. I mean, does that make them more challenging to defend against when they're that athletic?
No, I was a basketball player myself, so I don't think any of them could guard me one-on-one.
Good to know.
But no, that's just a credit to them and their athletic ability to have a big guy to be able to, you know, play basketball and, you know, play on the offensive line. I like to challenge a couple of them in the game of one-on-one.
You think you would win?
Oh, most definitely. I don't think Kobe could beat me.
Oh, is that right?
No, not at all.
Oh. Kobe who?
Kobe Bryant, what you mean? I'm on my LeVar Ball right now.
McAdoo said that you guys had an honest...
I don't speak on in-house business, boss. I know some other people have, but that's just not me. Anything said in-house, I like to keep it in.
I guess, do you think that the way that the team has assessed the last 2 weeks...
I don't speak on anything that's said in-house, boss. I'm sorry.
Damon, when you look at Alex Smith, what kind of... I mean, he started off a little bit on the slow side. He's kind of picked it up. What's been the biggest difference about his play?
The deep ball. He's throwing the deep ball with some accuracy, better than he has in the past. And, you know, he's still athletic and mobile, so he's a dual threat. And he has some great weapons on the outside as well as in the backfield and at every position. So they've just done a great job of utilizing everybody.
Is he very elusive to kind of try to pop it?
Yeah. He's one of those guys you have to stay on the upfield shoulder.